this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, April 6, 2006. And I'm back home right now in front of my familiar desktop along with Brooksine. It's a joy to share God's Word with you today in a message titled, Nailed to the Cross for Me. Scripture text is Acts 2, verse 23, which Brooksine will read.
This man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross.
Several years ago, I was in a diner in Oklahoma and saw a man wearing a sweatshirt with this slogan, "When the going gets tough, the tough use duct tape." Well, I learned early on in life the many virtues of duct tape and to this day managed to find many applications for its use. The other day I saw a t-shirt, and initially the screen print of duct tape got my attention, but then I asked the man to stop so I could read the entire message. It said, "People use duct tape to fix things. Jesus used three nails." That is so true. The nails used in the crucifixion of Jesus were likely iron spikes, 5 to 7 inches long. If you go to the website today, there's a photo I just took of a huge work of art by one of my favorite artists, Ron DeCiani. My wife may improve on my pronunciation, and it just illustrates the wonderful sacrifice of Christ. In the daily text, the action of nailing our Lord to the cross is taken from the Greek word prospegnumi. It is used only here in the entire New Testament and literally means to impale. Do you see our English word peg in the middle of the Greek word? How indescribably horrible this form of death was. But Christ died for the ungodly. For each one of us, we are in the season when we especially remember God's greatest demonstration of love. Earnest believers look back to Christ's sacrificial death in deepest gratitude and remember the one who died in our place. A song from the 70s says it so well. I should have been crucified. I should have suffered and died. I should have hung on the cross in disgrace. But Jesus, God's Son, took my place. Let us remember this great act of sacrifice and live today for the one who died in our place.
Lord Jesus, I will never fully realize or comprehend the depth of your sacrificial love. In my place, you took my guilt and shame as you died for my sin. You did not abandon your mission, but fully gave all so that I could be forgiven and find new hope and anticipation for what lies ahead. Thank you for your supreme example of laying down your life on my behalf.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Brooksine. It is a joy to be back home with my wife and daughter and even our pets now. We have a beautiful day here, but much chillier than it was in Missouri, at least today. We welcome you to visit the website today. Our ministry is dailyencouragement.net. Our website is simply www.dailyencouragement.net. Today, a couple of extra features on the site. There is the photo I mentioned in the text of our Lord being crucified on the cross. Actually, the artist chose primarily to focus on a kind of a modern-day sense of man in modern clothing with the hammer, indicating our role, each one of us, as part of the human race in putting Christ on the cross. Also have the words to that song, I Should Have Been Crucified, if you care to look at them. It's a song I really enjoyed. I noticed it's copyrighted back in 1972, so it's quite an older song right now. But I did manage to find, and I hope it works, it was slow loading in mine for some reason. It's a rather gospel style of song, at least the rendition that is used. But if you care to listen to it, there is a link to an audio version of it. Well, have a blessed, blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to the Lord and to be encouraged.